Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Describe a Memorable Restaurant Meal. Are you preparing for the IELTS speaking test and wondering how to tackle questions about dining experiences? In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore the topic, describe a meal that you enjoyed at a restaurant recently, and provide you with expert tips, sample answers, and key vocabulary to help you excel in your IELTS speaking exam. Understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before we dive into the specific topic, let's briefly review the structure of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, introduction and interview, 4 to 5 minutes. Part 2, individual long turn, 3 to 4 minutes. Part 3, two-way discussion, 4 to 5 minutes. Now, let's focus on how to approach each part when discussing a memorable restaurant meal. Part 1, introduction and interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you some general questions about eating out in restaurants. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: how often do you eat out at restaurants? Sample answer: band 6 to 7. I eat out at restaurants about once or twice a month. It's a nice treat, but I also enjoy cooking at home. Sample answer: band 8 to 9. I'd say I dine out at restaurants approximately twice a month. While I thoroughly enjoy the experience of trying new cuisines and ambiances, I also find great satisfaction in preparing meals at home, which allows me to experiment with different recipes and ingredients. Question: what type of restaurants do you prefer? Sample answer, band 6-7. I like different types of restaurants, but I especially enjoy Italian and Japanese cuisine. They have interesting flavors and dishes. Sample answer, 8-9. I have a penchant for diverse culinary experiences, but I'm particularly drawn to establishments that specialize in authentic Italian and Japanese cuisine. The intricate flavors and meticulous preparation methods in these cuisines never fail to captivate my palate. Part 2, individual long turn. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. Here's a sample cue card related to our main topic. Cue card: describe a meal that you enjoyed at a restaurant recently. You should say where the restaurant was, what kind of food you ate, who you were with, and explain why you enjoyed the meal. Now, let's look at two sample responses for different band scores. Sample answer, band 6-7. I recently had a great meal at a small Italian restaurant in the city center. It was a cozy place with nice decorations. I went there with my best friend for her birthday. We ordered pasta and pizza, which were both really tasty. The pasta had a creamy sauce, and the pizza had a thin, crispy crust. For dessert, we shared a tiramisu, which was delicious. I enjoyed the meal because the food was good and the atmosphere was friendly. The staff were also very helpful and made us feel welcome. It was a nice evening, and we had a good time celebrating my friend's birthday. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to share with you a truly memorable dining experience I had recently at an exquisite Italian trattoria nestled in the heart of our city's historic district. The restaurant, with its rustic charm and intimate ambiance, provided the perfect setting for a special evening. I was there to celebrate my best friend's milestone birthday, and we decided to indulge in a variety of authentic Italian dishes. We started with a mouth-watering antipasto platter featuring an array of cured meats, cheeses, and marinated vegetables. For our main course, I opted for the homemade pappardella with a rich, slow-cooked wild boar ragu, while my friend chose the wood-fired margherita pizza with buffalo mozzarella and fragrant basil. The piece de resistance was undoubtedly the dessert, a heavenly tiramisu that struck the perfect balance between creamy and coffee-infused flavors. What made this meal particularly enjoyable was the combination of exceptional food, attentive service, and delightful company. The knowledgeable staff were more than happy to recommend wine pairings for each course, enhancing our culinary journey. The convivial atmosphere of the restaurant, with its soft lighting and gentle background music, created the ideal backdrop for engaging conversation and laughter with my dear friend. This dining experience stands out in my memory, not just for the outstanding cuisine, but also for the warm hospitality and the joy of sharing a special moment with a loved one. It reinforced my appreciation for how a well-prepared meal in the right setting can transform a simple dinner into an unforgettable occasion. Follow-up questions. What made this meal different from others you've had? Do you think the company you're with affects your enjoyment of a meal? Sample answers, Band 8-9. What set this meal apart was the impeccable attention to detail in every aspect of the dining experience. From the artful presentation of each dish to the carefully curated wine list, it was evident that the restaurant took great pride in offering a holistic culinary journey. The chef's innovative take on traditional Italian recipes, using locally sourced seasonal ingredients, elevated the meal beyond the ordinary. Moreover, the seamless service and the staff's genuine enthusiasm for the food they were serving contributed significantly to making this meal stand out from others I've had. Absolutely, I believe the company plays a crucial role in one's enjoyment of a meal. Dining is inherently a social experience, and the right company can enhance the flavors and ambiance exponentially. When you're with people you enjoy, conversation flows more freely, laughter comes more easily, and you tend to savor each moment more fully. In this case, celebrating my friend's birthday added an extra layer of joy to the experience. Our shared excitement about trying new dishes and our animated discussions about the flavors and presentation heightened our overall enjoyment. Conversely, even the most exquisite meal can feel lackluster if shared with unpleasant company or in an uncomfortable social situation. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: How have eating habits changed in your country in recent years? Sample answer, Band 8-9. In recent years, there has been a noticeable shift in eating habits in my country. We've witnessed a growing trend towards healthier and more diverse food choices. There's been a surge in popularity of plant-based diets, with many people opting for vegetarian or vegan options, even if they're not strictly following these diets. This change is largely driven by increased awareness of health and environmental issues. Moreover, there's been a rising interest in international cuisines, partly due to globalization and increased travel. People are more adventurous in trying foods from different cultures, which has led to a proliferation of ethnic restaurants and fusion cuisines. Another significant change is the emphasis on locally sourced and organic produce. Consumers are becoming more conscious of where their food comes from and how it's produced, leading to a boom in farmers markets and farm-to-table restaurants. Lastly, the convenience factor has also influenced eating habits. With busier lifestyles, there's been an uptick in food delivery services and meal kit subscriptions, allowing people to enjoy restaurant-quality meals at home without the need for extensive preparation. Question: Do you think traditional cooking methods are being lost? Why not? Sample answer, Band 8-9. This is a complex issue with arguments on both sides. On one hand, there's a valid concern that traditional cooking methods are indeed being lost, particularly in urban areas. The fast-paced nature of modern life often leads people to opt for quick, convenient meal solutions, which can come at the expense of time-honored cooking techniques. Additionally, the globalization of food culture, while bringing diversity, can sometimes overshadow local culinary traditions. However, I believe there's also a countertrend emerging. There's been a resurgence of interest in traditional cooking methods, driven partly by a desire to reconnect with cultural roots and partly by the slow food movement. Many chefs and food enthusiasts are making concerted efforts to preserve and revitalize traditional cooking techniques, often incorporating them into modern cuisine in innovative ways. Furthermore, the rise of food tourism has created economic incentives for communities to maintain their culinary heritage. Many regions now pride themselves on offering authentic, traditional dining experiences to visitors. In my opinion, while some traditional methods may be practiced less frequently in everyday cooking, they're not being entirely lost. Instead, they're being documented, celebrated, and adapted for contemporary palates and lifestyles. The key lies in striking a balance between embracing culinary innovations and preserving the valuable knowledge and techniques passed down through generations. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these sophisticated words and phrases. Culinary journey, joni, noun phrase, an exploration of food and cooking experiences. Example, our dinner at the French Bistro was a culinary journey through the regions of France. Gastronomic delight, cake delight, noun phrase, a food or dish that provides great pleasure to the taste buds. Example, the chef's signature dessert was a gastronomic delight that left us craving more. To tantalize the taste buds, tantalize the taste buds, verb phrase, to excite or stimulate the senses, especially in relation to food. Example, the aroma of freshly baked bread tantalized our taste buds as we entered the restaurant. Ambiance, ans, noun, the character and atmosphere of a place. Example, the soft lighting and jazz music created a relaxing ambiance, perfect for a romantic dinner. To savor, say verb, to enjoy or appreciate something completely, especially by dwelling on it. Example, we took our time to savor each course of the tasting menu. Tips from an IELTS speaking examiner. Practice regularly. Familiarize yourself with common topics and practice speaking about them fluently. Expand your vocabulary. Learn and use a variety of sophisticated words and phrases related to food and dining experiences. Use detailed examples. When describing a meal or restaurant, provide specific details to make your answer more engaging and authentic. Show enthusiasm. Express your emotions and opinions about the food and experience to demonstrate your engagement with the topic. Maintain coherence. Organize your thoughts logically and use appropriate linking words to connect your ideas smoothly. Be prepared for follow-up questions. Anticipate potential questions related to your initial response and be ready to expand on your ideas. By following these guidelines and incorporating the sample answers and vocabulary provided, you'll be well prepared to tackle questions about restaurant meals in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, practice makes perfect, so keep refining your skills and expanding your culinary vocabulary. Good luck with your IELTS journey.